record cold temperatures are icing the upper Midwest right now, and that'll make shoveling snow an unpleasant and even dangerous job. Chuck Quirnbach of member station WUWM reports on a Milwaukee suburb that matches volunteer shovelers to older homeowners or to those with disabilities.
West Dallas has about 60,000 residents. Some live in older, tightly packed neighborhoods. Others live in areas developed after World War II, where the homes are more spread out. It's in one of those newer neighborhoods where Nate Meyer was at work on a cold and windy night recently, pushing a snow shovel. Meyer was clearing a 50-foot-long driveway of about 3 inches of newly fallen snow. The snow looked heavy and wet, but Meyer brushed off that notion.
It's actually not too bad tonight. Thought it was going to be worse.
Meyer is one of about 40 West Dallas residents who have volunteered for a new city program called Snow Angels. Unpaid shovelers are matched with homeowners who are 55 or older, permanently disabled, or otherwise unable to shovel their sidewalks, driveways, or alleys. Meyer is an energetic 30-something who says no, he has not lost his marbles, not completely.
Maybe a little bit. So I was actually like looking for, you know, a way to volunteer in my community, and I happened to see this post on Facebook. I'm like, you know, why not? I'll give it a shot. You know, I'm younger, able to, you know, do the shoveling, so I figured I'd give it a shot and see what happens.
Meyer has signed up to shovel two homes. One belongs to Jane Adams, who's wearing a cast on her left foot due to a recent surgery. Adams has a snowblower and says she normally does her own driveway, but not this winter, and she says her relatives and friends are out of the picture.
I have family and friends, but they also have a lot of medical things going on right now, so I was kind of in a bind, and when I saw the Snow Angels program, I thought, I'm going to sign up.
She's not alone. West Dallas reports 50 people quickly signed up for the program, and with demand for shovelers currently outpacing the supply, the city has stopped taking applications for now. Shoveling snow or doing other work on someone else's property can be tricky, since homeowners often want things done just so. Adams praises her snow angel, Nate Meyer.
I'm like, he's meticulous. He's like, doesn't leave piles. I mean, he does a perfect job.
West Dallas says it models snow angels after similar programs in Pittsburgh, Denver, and Canada. West Dallas Mayor Dan Devine says his community does have neighborhood associations and church groups that offer snow shoveling, but Devine says demand is typically unmet, and he wanted the city to do its part.
We know that we have to salt, we have to plow, we have to pick up garbage, we have to recycle, and people are happy with those services, but when it goes to the extra steps, we did look at other cities' offerings and just thought it would be a good idea for our population.
Devine says there's little cost to the city, and to reduce liability concerns, homeowners have to sign a waiver, saying West Dallas is not responsible for any injuries. The mayor, who's pushing 50, notes he's not quite eligible for shoveling help from the Snow Angels program.
Not yet. Not yet. I hope it's still in place when I am.
For Here and Now, I'm Chuck Quirnbach in West Dallas, Wisconsin.
And oh my gosh, look at the forecast for Milwaukee. 12 degrees on Saturday and a 40% chance of snow. Break out the shovels, Wisconsin. I'm going to leave mine in the garage in Phoenix. Sorry.